Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister lauds Prime Minister Narendra Modi's efforts in preventing use of nuclear weapons by Russia in Ukraine war. Crucial talks underway between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his US counterpart Donald Trump on ending Ukraine conflict. Election Commission decides to initiate technical consultations soon for linking voter ID with Aadhaar. New Delhi says Pakistan's active promotion of cross-border terrorism, biggest roadblock to peace and security in Jammu and Kashmir. Over 400 people reportedly killed in Israel's airstrikes on Gaza. Domestic benchmark indices surged nearly 1.5% in today's trade. Sensex gains 1,131 points, while Nifty crosses 22,800 mark. And in Kabaddi World Cup, Indian women's team defeats Wales in their opening match in England. And now the news in detail. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister and Secretary of State, Władysław Teofil Bartoszewski, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi played a key role in persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin not to use tactical nuclear weapons in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Speaking to media, Mr. Bartoszewski acknowledged Prime Minister Modi's efforts, highlighting India's role as a key mediator in global peace efforts.
We are very grateful for India's involvement. We are very happy that Prime Minister Modi is doing that. And we appreciate the fact that Prime Minister Modi did persuade Mr. Putin not to try to use tactical nuclear weapons. He made a call to President Putin, and we also want peace.
Mr. Bartoszewski also praised India's multiple successful evacuation and humanitarian aid missions, emphasizing that operations like Operation Ganga, Operation Devi Shakti, and Operation Kaveri demonstrated the country's commitment to global stability. The crucial talks are underway between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his US counterpart Donald Trump on ending the Ukraine conflict. The White House has said the highly anticipated phone call between presidents of Russia and United States has begun as the Trump administration looks to persuade the Russian leader to sign off on a 30-day ceasefire proposal with Ukraine as a possible pathway to end the war. Ahead of the call, President Trump said he is expected to discuss with President Putin land and power plants that have been seized during the grinding 3-year conflict. The White House has expressed optimism in advance that peace is within reach. The Election Commission today said that it will soon initiate the technical consultations with regard to linking of voter ID with Aadhaar. The technical consultations will take place between UIDAI and experts of the Election Commission. This decision was taken during the meeting held by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar with secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department, and the CEO of UIDAI in New Delhi. In a statement, the Commission said that it will take action as per the provisions of Article 326, Representation of the People Act 1950, and relevant Supreme Court judgments for linking EPIC with Aadhaar. As per Article 326 of the Constitution of India, voting rights can only be given to a citizen of India, while Aadhaar card only establishes the identity of a person. The External Affairs Ministry today said that Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in Jammu and Kashmir. In response to media queries on the comments made by Pakistan, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that instead of spreading lies, Pakistan should vacate Indian territory under its illegal and forcible occupation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that Prayagraj Mahakumbh is a significant milestone that reflects the spirit of an awakened nation. Making a statement in the Lok Sabha on Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi said that Mahakumbh was led by the people, driven by their resolve and inspired by their unwavering devotion. Citing his recent visit to Mauritius, where he carried the sacred water from Triveni, Prayagraj, collected during the Mahakumbh, Prime Minister mentioned the profound atmosphere of devotion and celebration when the holy water was offered at Mauritius's Ganga Talab.
Bite hafte main Mauritius mein tha. मैं त्रिवेणी से, प्रयागराज से महाकुंभ के समय का पावन जल लेकर गया था। जब उस पवित्र जल को मॉरिशस के गंगा तालाब में अर्पित किया गया तो वहां जो श्रद्धा का, आस्था का, उत्सव का माहौल था वो देखते ही बनता था। ये दिखाता है कि आज हमारी परंपरा, हमारी संस्कृति, हमारे संस्कारों को आत्मसात करने की, उन्हें सेलिब्रेट करने की भावना कितनी प्रबल हो रही है।
Senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today said that the leader of the opposition should be allowed to speak in accordance with the democratic structure. Talking to media outside parliament, Mr. Gandhi alleged that he was not given permission to speak on the Mahakumbh. Meanwhile, BJP MP and party spokesperson Sambit Patra expressed disappointment that Mr. Rahul Gandhi, Ms. Priyanka Gandhi and the constituent parties of the INDIA bloc do not appreciate anything that highlights India's progress. He added that the House functions according to rules and laws, and the Speaker reminded Mr. Gandhi about it. Lok Sabha and India AI Mission today signed an MOU in New Delhi in the presence of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Later, speaking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said a data set called the AI Kosh will be created, which will enable the translation of extensive debates in the Lok Sabha into any language.
इंडिया एआई मिशन और लोकसभा के बीच में एक एमओयू साइन हुआ है जिसमें कि जो लोकसभा के बहुत विस्तृत डिबेट्स हैं इसको एआई के साथ उपयोग करके एक एआई कोश के नाम से डेटा सेट बनाया जा रहा है उसमें उपयोग किया जाएगा जिससे कि कोई भी डिबेट हमारे देश के जो रिसर्च करने वाले हैं माननीय सांसद हैं जो एकेडेमिया हैं उनको हमारे लोकसभा के विस्तृत डिबेट्स का किसी भी भाषा में ट्रांसलेशन मिलने की एक सुविधा पैदा होगी।
The Rajya Sabha took up the discussion on the working of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare today. Initiating the discussion, Tiruchi Siva of DMK said, the budgetary allocation to the health sector has come down. He also demanded the government to reduce the GST on health insurance. In response, Dr. Bhagwat Karad of BJP said, tremendous work has been done to strengthen the health infrastructure in the country. He added that the average age of Indians has now increased to 70.7 years as against 37.2 years in 1951.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में पिछले 10 साल में इन्फंट मॉर्टेलिटी रेट कम हो जा रहा है 2014 में इन्फंट मॉर्टेलिटी रेट वॉज 28 per 1,000 लाइव बर्थ 2022 में 27.5 लाइव बर्थ और 2024-25 में 25 एवरी ईयर इट इज डिक्रीजिंग
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today inaugurated a two-day orientation program for the newly elected members of the Delhi Legislative Assembly. In his address to the MLAs, Mr. Birla emphasized that to become effective public representatives, they must acquire extensive knowledge of the constitutional provisions.
Vidhan Sabha ke is karwai ke andar हमें कोशिश करना चाहिए कि हम श्रेष्ठ श्रोता के रूप में बैठें। जितना सुनने का अवसर का लाभ उठाएंगे, उतनी आप बेहतर चर्चा संवाद कर पाएंगे हमारी कोशिश होनी चाहिए हमें सारी विधानसभा के नियम प्रक्रियाओं की जानकारी हो हमें भारत के संविधान की जानकारी हो
The Enforcement Directorate ED today questioned former Bihar Chief Minister Rabri Devi and her son Tej Pratap Yadav in connection with the Land for Jobs money laundering case at the Patna Regional Office. The investigating officers interrogated both the accused separately for more than 3 hours. Sources said the ED questioned Ms. Rabri Devi to gather additional inputs in the ongoing investigation. In the same case, the ED has summoned RJD President and former Chief Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav to appear tomorrow at the regional office of the Central Enforcement Agency in Patna. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The death toll from Israeli airstrikes overnight on Gaza has crossed 400. Palestinian health authorities run by the armed group Hamas said over 500 people were injured in the strikes, threatening the complete collapse of a two-month-long ceasefire. It's the biggest wave of strikes since January 19, when the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas began. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accused Hamas of repeatedly refusing to release its hostages and rejecting proposals to extend the ceasefire. The Palestinian group Hamas still holds 59 of the 250 hostages seized in its October 2023 attack on Israel. In Indonesia, three earthquakes struck the country today, with a 5.5 magnitude tremor hitting North Sumatra province. The country's meteorology, climatology and geophysics agency said the epicenter was located 17 kilometers southeast of North Tapanuli Regency at a depth of 10 kilometers. According to the North Sumatra Provincial Disaster Management Agency, one person was killed and another injured in the earthquake. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished strength and safe return to NASA astronaut Sunita Williams. Along with fellow astronaut Butch Wilmore, Sunita Williams is set to return to Earth tomorrow after being stranded at the International Space Station for about 9 months for what was initially a week-long mission. In his letter, Prime Minister Modi extended Ms. Williams an invitation to visit India after returning from space. Indian stock markets ended on a strong note today, with both the Sensex and Nifty posting nearly 1.5% gain. Sensex climbed 1,131 points to reclaim the 75,000 mark. Nifty closed above to 22,800 as markets rallied. A report.
Sensex jumped 1.53% to close at 75,301, while the Nifty gained 325 points to settle at 22,834. During the day, Sensex hit an intraday high of 75,386, while the Nifty traded between 22,599 and 22,845. This marked the second consecutive session of strong gains for the benchmark indices. The rally was primarily driven by realty, automobiles, metals and banks, which contributed significantly to the market's gains. In the foreign exchange market, the rupee appreciated for the third consecutive session and registered gains of 26 paise to close at 86 rupees and 55 paise against the US dollar. Brent crude oil prices increased 84 cents to $71.91 a barrel. Arjun Chowdhury for Akashvani News.
On to sports now. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, Indian women's team began its campaign on a positive note, defeating Wales 89-18 in their opening Group D clash at Wolverhampton in England this evening. In the men's category, India will take on Scotland in their second Group B encounter at the same venue tonight. Earlier in the day, Wales overpowered Italy 71-32 in another Group B fixture. India have entered the tournament as the defending champion in both the men's and women's sections. In the men's competition, 10 teams are divided into two groups, A and B. The women's competition consists of 6 teams, split into two groups, D and E. Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today unveiled the mascot, logo and anthem of the upcoming Khelo India Para Games in New Delhi. The Para Games will be held in the national capital from Thursday and will continue till the 27th of this month. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said, Khelo India initiative has given a remarkable platform to athletes who can participate, thereby elevating the country's reputation on the global stage. He also extended his wishes to the participants of the Para India Games. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister lauds Prime Minister Narendra Modi's efforts in preventing use of nuclear weapons by Russia in Ukraine war. Crucial talks underway between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his US counterpart Donald Trump on ending Ukraine conflict. Election Commission decides to initiate technical consultations soon for linking voter ID with Aadhaar. New Delhi says Pakistan's active promotion of cross-border terrorism, biggest roadblock to peace and security in Jammu and Kashmir. Over 400 people reportedly killed in Israel airstrikes on Gaza. Domestic benchmark indices surged nearly 1.5% in today's trade. Sensex gains 1,131 points, while Nifty crosses 22,800 mark. And in Kabaddi World Cup, Indian women's team defeats Wales in their opening match in England. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.